fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's 8 p.m. It's Thursday night, and you're right where you should be listening to your radio, FM 106.5 FM Talk, where we turn up your voice. So you might be listening to your clock radio next to your bed or the truck radio out behind the garage, or maybe you're listening on that cool app on your smartphone, TuneIn, or maybe just streaming at FMTalk1065.com, anywhere in the country, because we have sometimes people from across the country listening in. And welcome one, welcome all, Common Sense Radio, where we filter through the news of the day, of the week, really, because we're only on once a week. We get the nuggets out, we filter through the propaganda, and we turn up your voice on what are the real questions, the real issues of the day. And every week, I know everybody... No one is more shocked than I am that we are back on the air 8 o'clock every week. But I know a lot of you are shocked, and you are like, how do they pull it off? How do they evade the FEC? How do they evade the FCC and the IRS and the DHS and the FBI and the CIA? All of them. They're all after us.
The list is getting longer.
The list is getting longer. I know they keep adding agents and agencies to come after us. Yep. But we are there. We're always one step ahead of them. Why? Because of the wily old engineer that we have here, who's massaging those electrons and pushing them out in a stealthy way so that no matter what the weather is, no matter what alphabet soup agency is after us, they still get to you pure and clean and full of truth. And that is our wily old engineer, Charlie Moss.
Before I get to my main point, I want to ask you a question. How many IRS agents do you think we could squeeze into this lobby? Maybe 3,000 or 4,000? No, they'd have to be on each other's back.
Maybe, but you probably get 50 or 60 of them out there, shoulder to shoulder.
Where are we going
to
put the other?
I don't know where you put the other, but
what is
the thing 87, on the 87,000, you got to know, folks, they already got enough IRS agents for the billionaires the millionaires.
I do.
Those
have
IRS agents are coming for the middle class.
That's right, me and you.
Yeah.
I do have a main point, though. For those people who have insomnia and stay up all night laying in bed, imagining the worst possible catastrophes, as you notice, maybe you've noticed, that the worst of the heat seems to, as we slid into September, seems to have dialed down a little bit, which I'm glad to feel and see and hear. I just want to reassure you that when we're in the dead of winter and it's 25 degrees outside, the electrons will still be traveling
still
at the
traveling
speed of
there.
Light, and they will all be in unison, taking Pete's message to you.
There you go. And we appreciate our senior engineer for all of his efforts. And you might have been wondering if adult supervision was in the house, but there is adult supervision in the house. Thank goodness. Our director of quality assurance and head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, gold star, wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
I am here.
She is here. She's in the studio. Okay. All right, I guess there's several things. A couple of them really bother me, but let's go ahead and get the one out of the way because I know it's the news. God rest the Queen's soul.
Mm-hmm. 70 years.
She was 70 years on the throne, mm-hmm. and God rest her soul. And not that I'm a big royal watcher, but it's big news. I mean, she's a longing serving monarch. She's seen a lot. Think about this. If I'm not mistaken, because she was 70 years, right?
Yeah.
So when she took
on the throne,
when she took the throne, mm-hmm. Harry S. Truman was the president.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Churchill was the first foreign minister, prime minister.
So she has met every president since Truman as queen.
Yeah.
Think about that. That is something. That's just fascinating for historical purposes. And here's the one thing that I will say for whether you like the royals or not. I mean, because I know there's some people obsessed with it, and it's cute, but it's not a thing for me. But you know the one thing about her I always give her?
Mm-hmm.
She's always maintained a classy reputation.
That was what I was going to say. I'm like you. I don't really stay awake at night thinking about the royals ever. But decorum, dignity,
yes,
composure, and it almost, it's a little bit, it feels like all of that is dying in the world. That's
yeah.
my first thought today. I was like, well,
right.
this is fitting because all the decorum is leaving. Uh-oh.
He's playing for her, yeah.
And she was just very likable. And
she was likable.
You know,
well,
I think
no,
she was,
now think about this. Who could be in the public eye for 70 years, not just as sort of a celebrity in the public eye, but a political issue or figure, and remain liked for
yeah.
70 years?
Right.
And not be particularly controversial. And I like
yeah.
you said, the decorum and the dignity, and she lived up to the responsibility of her office, whether you think it was a good office or not. And I think that was contrasted by that mm-hmm. tramp from California.
Correct.
What's her name?
Markle. Yeah, Meghan Markle.
I mean, I think the queen
yeah.
was like, wait a minute, you've married into the royal family.
And
don't sit there whining about, oh, I've lost my rights and my individual. No.
Yeah.
We have responsibilities.
Yeah.
For the... You know, the perks or privileges that we got. There's responsibilities come with that. And I think she did a good job of maintaining
she
that.
She did, and really represented what you think of, like, the West. And just, the West is decorum. You know,
yes.
and just, you know.
That we're polite.
Polite. Yeah, exactly. Just, again, to me, she kind of embodies all the things that are dying or
right.
already gone.
And see, that's kind of what I like
and
about the,
sad.
The
yeah.
South. The British and the South sort of have
You're
this
right.
in common.
They do.
That we're very polite. And we can disagree with you and insult you with a smile.
We can, and we do the traditional things
right
in that same way. That's a great
Because it's tradition.
Yeah.
I think we have that
yes,
really more so than any other part of the country. So anyway, that, look, God bless her.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 days ago that she appointed the last prime minister.
She appointed the new prime minister 2 days ago, and then she dies. So that's quite a claim to fame. The only, you know, God rest her, she's 96 years old, man's run a good race. The only downside, and I'm not saying it's not a downside, she died, but she's 96, she's probably ready to go. The downside to all this is that absolute buffoon and moron, Charles, is now the king.
King Charles
yeah.
III.
And he is such an idiot. That they may end the
yeah.
monarchy because of him.
Was there a choice?
Well, no, I think they got to go in succession unless he abdicates.
Yeah.
I think he has to abdicate. But he is a moron beyond description.
He's kind of the opposite of her.
Oh, he is the total opposite
yeah.
of her. And where she was smart and dignified and had some savvy and even a little charisma, he is an idiot. An absolute
yeah.
idiot.
And a beautiful lady she is, too, or was.
Yeah. And actually, I kept thinking she was living so long, she's like, I just got to outlive that dummy.
Right. Maybe she was
so,
trying.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
God save the queen.
God bless the United Kingdom and all our people over there and all that. Okay. All right. Look, there's a bunch of different things going on that I wanted to get into. We don't have enough time, so let's do one of them real quick. Did y'all see this thing where the VA is going to offer abortions?
No.
Yes. The Veterans
Why?
Administration has come out and said that regardless of what state law is in each state, on their federal facility, they are going to offer abortions. Folks, this is a stupid, asinine political ploy. Because think about the VA. Does anybody think about pregnant women, pregnant veterans going to the VA for abortions?
No, that's not typically where you would go.
No. And how many veterans are even able to get pregnant anymore? Because most of the veterans in the VA are older, right?
Well, I was like, that
and there are
seem
female
like the
veterans.
You think about going.
But,
right.
but look, it's a total slap in the face because the VA has trouble providing good care for the vast majority of the veterans, which are mostly old flipping men.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably 90% are old men, and they can't provide services for them, and they want to do this. Now, and I don't know if this is in defense of the VA, but folks, understand what this is. It has nothing to do with the VA. It has nothing to do with veterans.
It's a statement.
This is the Biden administration trying to poke the states in the eye and say, well, that's fine. Well, we will find a way to offer abortions.
That's it. That's all it
right?
is.
Right? So really what they're going to do is, and they'll probably get it there, they'll put an abortion clinic in the VA and they'll say, do you know a veteran? Can you spell veteran? Do you know what a veteran is?
Mm-hmm.
You can have an abortion.
Yeah.
And they're going to lower the standard.
It's only going to be available to retired military then?
Who knows what they're going to
do?
It's stupid.
And then
the other thing, you know what they're really trying to do? They're trying to revive or invigorate the Dobbs decision. The overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
They don't really, they know that there's no veterans at the VA trying to get an abortion. What they're trying to do is continue the controversy and get people angry about overturning Roe v. Wade, and hopefully that'll trigger their base. That's all they're trying to do. It has nothing about VA care. It has nothing really to do with provide abortions. It's a political stunt, and they're wasting money, and we're getting tired of it. Okay, we got that one. We'll be back with calls, texts. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Back at Common Sense Radio from the text line. Dave from Gulf Shores says, police are investigating a shooting at Uvalde Park. Uvalde police said via Facebook that they were injured victims. I guess this is all happening tonight. Uvalde police said on Facebook page Thursday evening that they're investigating a shooting with injured victims. Well, pray for that community. They've had enough stuff going on there. Somebody texted in said, warning, this is a tasteless joke. She sat on her throne for 70 years, and you're right, it's tasteless. I'm not going to say the rest of it on this family show. And then they texted back in, I love you guys, ignore me. I'm just having fun. Keep up the good work. I will keep listening. Yes, but we did not give the punchline to your tasteless joke. I actually self-edited. David, if the raid on the former, we're going to get into this, David. I'm going to come back to yours. He said about the raid on the presidents, and then there's somebody attacking me. But we'll come back to that. But let's go to the story we're going to do. I like the attacks. Thank you for the attack. We'll come back to that.
Reserve the right to edit incoming text.
No, well, we're not going to edit it. I'm going to read it here, but we already set up what we're going to do. Okay. There's a couple things about free speech that should scare people out there. One of them is, have you been hearing about this Journalism Competition and Preservation Act?
Uh-oh.
The federal government's got this stupid act about Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. And what it's really this stupid thing that basically is trying to make the media into some sort of cartel where you can only be in or out. And what it is, they don't think there's enough competition. No, what it is the government and big tech and big mainstream media are mad that Fox News still exists, that News Max still exists, that First One America News still exists. They're mad that there is alternative news and that you don't have to listen to the mainstream news and all their crap, that you can actually go find other news sources. So just remember, anytime the government says Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, it is censorship. It is a way for the federal government to, if not do it directly, kind of like they do, they collude with Facebook, they collude with social media, they collude with big tech to do the censorship so you can't get the information or hear the opinions that they don't like. Because they're trying to sell it. This is a measure to combat misinformation. Look, let's get this really clear about information and speech. All right? We don't need any morons from the government, social media, or big tech to tell us what information is. That's what we are as free citizens. Yeah. We can take all the information. It can be lies. It can be truth. It can be propaganda. It can be whatever. We will take it in and adjudicate for ourselves whether it's real or not. That is our right.
That's what we've known.
That is the whole thing about freedom of speech, that there's nobody else between us and the speech telling us, oh, well, you can't know that. We're going to protect you from that speech. That is what every despot in history has ever said. I'm going to protect you from that information. I don't want you to know that because I know better.
Objective news coverage ended with the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Where
because the media wanted to pick a side.
They started out every night talking about the atrocities we were committing.
Right. They were picking a side.
Well, and look, you've got the CDC basically coming out and saying everything people like me were saying, two plus years ago.
Right, well, you were saying 2 years ago now.
And people were losing jobs over it. People were at best getting banned from Twitter and Facebook. I mean, like, name it, you could lose your job over talking about ivermectin.
Right, didn't you tell us last week that ivermectin, if you prescribed it, you would get, you might lose your license, but now it's a protocol.
Well, but what you got to really pull back and say, well, why are they letting it through now?
Right.
There's a reason, too. And I have a little theory as to what it might be. But at the same time, you got to remember, anytime you're letting someone be the arbiter of truth, you're giving them too much power.
Yes.
That's not it's supposed to be. Right.
No, that's exactly. You can't give people that kind
of proof.
But then
again, it's like, what else can we do?
I think
that is the way many of us, you know.
That move was to keep Chris Cuomo employed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a stupid thing. Yeah.
And
but
he does have a new gig on News Nation.
Which should be interesting.
Yeah, because he's saying that he's changing his stripes.
Go figure. He's changing his stripes.
That's right. It's okay, going to be objective.
They've got this thing, and hopefully it's not going to get through the Senate, because all it is another way to try to censor, and it's all packaged in some gobbledygook where it makes it look like different news organizations can band together to combat big media. But really what it is – it's a club. It's an organization where you can be excluded if you don't play right.
And it, Which is already what it is.
Right. Well, and it's kind of like some of the licensing boards, right? Your licensing boards, the mental health, right?
Medical. Yeah.
You have to go to the state for a certificate of need. You can't just open up a hospital or a clinic or whatever, a treatment facility. You got to get the certificate of need from the state that says you're authorized to do that. Well, why not let them do that if the market says it's private money? Let them do it. No, it's a flipping monopoly. They control it up there to keep you out. And that's what they're trying to do. Right. They don't want you to open a hospital and compete for insurance dollars, federal dollars, state dollars. So they deny your certificate of need. The same thing what they're going to do with this media thing. Oh, well, we found some discrepancies, or you're not really up to snuff on our you're not up to our standards, so we won't let you in, and you can't be part of the media club. It's all BS. It's nothing that's needed. It has nothing to do with anything. It's stupid. But it goes to this, which should scare you. Y'all remember the end of the session that they finally passed after 4 or 5 years, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Mm-hmm. And the state of Alabama got through the legislature and was signed by Governor Ivey, I guess, in May or June of this year. And what that act is, it says that you can't do transgender therapy or surgeries on minors, right? You can't prescribe puberty blockers and other drugs to minors, or you can't take them in there and cut their peepees off, right? You can't do that. That's for minors.
I would have voted for that.
Yes, and it makes perfect sense.
Sure.
It's like once you're an adult and you want to start whacking away at your body and taking all sorts of stupid drugs to alter your reality, okay, that's fine. You're an adult. But we're not going to allow you to – it's child abuse. Right. I know all the trans people are blowing milk through their noses right now. All four of them in Mobile, or maybe there's eight. I don't know. Who cares?
Well
– But it – It's child abuse.
Yeah.
If you're an adult, you do it. You go on that journey of your own volition, but you will not do this to children. And we're going to protect children because we won't let you give your children alcohol. We will not let you give your children cigarettes. We will not let you give your children or give them drugs. You can't
Because it's abusive.
Give them sexual.
It's like very common sense legislation.
It's very common sense.
Well, think back when you were 14. Were you in a position to make a decision that would affect you for the rest of your life?
No.
Well,
no. No, and there was a lot of people when I was 24 said the same thing.
Well, yes. That's true. Well, in some cases.
In a lot of cases. It took me to about 34 to get it
go
right.
Go ahead with what you were following.
So all of this goes to is Eagle Forum, which is a grassroots women's conservative group, right? I think it's all women, isn't it? Is it mostly women? It's mostly women. Okay. Well, women do all the work anyway. Everybody knows that. So Eagle Forum was a big proponent working on the legislation. The DOJ has sued the state of Alabama that is violates our rights somehow, our constitutional rights, that by the state of Alabama banning cutting off the genitals of minors, right? That somehow violates somebody's constitutional rights. So the DOJ, the federal government has sued the state of Alabama, and they have subpoenaed the Eagle Forum's
mail and
correspondence with their legislators. They want to know, what did you do? They want to dig into how we expressed our grievances.
It's just complete harassment.
It's total harassment.
Of a conservative
Merrick group. Garland needs to be impeached and prosecuted.
Yeah. But you should know that Eagle Forum did file a motion in federal court to quash the unprecedented. They did file that.
Yeah. But where did it go?
Well, I don't know anything yet. I don't know enough to speak too much on it. And hopefully many of the people that we work closely with, we know many of those Eagle Forum members.
I've known Becky Gerritsen for 15 years.
I mean, yeah, they're the types have been fighting on these fronts.
But this goes back to
weaponizing the DOJ, weaponizing things that, you know, already have lost credibility at best. Now we say, okay, now they're coming for us for real. Like it's in the backyard.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's all right. Deal. We're down to the – we'll be back right after the break with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, and it is Mission First Mortgage. Mission First Mortgage, they are totally focused. They're mission-focused, mission-oriented. And what's their mission? You. You're financing your dream home. They are very well adept in handling credit problems if they need to. But look, they can get you a pre-approved, a pre-qualified for the most you possibly can. They can handle all of the issues, whatever it takes, so that you could go and shop for confidence. Because look, when you go home buying, you might lose that home if you're not pre-approved. If you don't have your financing ready, locked and loaded, ready to go, you might lose that dream home that you're trying to get. So look, go to Mission First Mortgage. That's Mission 1, stmortgageinc.com, inc.com. Or look, it's just easier. Call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. That's Brian Dewberry, 251-289-1141. Great guy, old Marine that runs a Cracker Jack crew. And he like I said, mission-focused, mission-oriented. It's all about you. He brings wit and wisdom to his 40th from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Now we're a nation of 211 million people with a pedigree that includes the bloodlines from every corner of the world. And we have shed that American melting pot blood in every corner of the world, usually in the defense of someone's freedom. But those who remained of that remarkable band we call our founding fathers tied up some of the loose ends about a dozen years after the revolution. It had been the first revolution in all man's history that didn't just exchange one set of rulers for another. This had been a philosophical revolution, the culmination of men's dreams for 6,000 years, and they formalized those dreams with a constitution. And that, too, was something of a miracle. Probably the most unique document ever drawn in the long history of man's relation to man. Oh, I know there have been other constitutions. New ones are being drawn today by newly emerging nations. Most of them, even the one of the Soviet Union, contains many of the same guarantees as our own Constitution. And still there is a difference. And the difference is so subtle that we often overlook it. But it is so great that it tells the whole story. Those other constitutions say, government grants you these rights. And ours says, you are born with these rights. They are yours by grace of God, and no government on earth can take them from you.
There we go. That was, really digging into the archives, Ronald Reagan was actually Governor Ronald Reagan, governor of Florida, addressing the very first ever CPAC, that's the conservative whatever political action committee, the 25th of January, 1974. Charlie was a young man. I was a kid.
I sort of remember that. By the way, speaking of Queen Elizabeth, since you brought her up at the beginning of the show, she and Ronald Reagan had a real close connection, mm-hmm. and it was through horses. They both had a love of riding.
Right, right. So anyway, this is from his first address to the CPAC, which was very moving, and I brought it up because he talked about philosophical things. He talked about stuff that united our country, right? Yeah. I mean, he talked about ideas and concepts and freedom, the principles of freedom that unite our country. And I brought that up to go with this week's column that you can get at renewamerica.com, Biden's Pathetic Hyperpartisan Parlay. And what that is, it's about his speech last week that he gave when we were basically right after we got out, or about right before we got on the air last week. That was just a bunch of horse hockey that he was trying to unite the nation. It was a battle for the soul of the nation, but what it was a totally political speech to try to invigorate, to resurrect his base. It was totally trying to make the whole election about Trump, this MAGA Republican crap that they brought up. And actually, the funny thing is, if you listen, all the stuff he talked about, people who resort to violence when they're unhappy about an election results, that would be Democrats, mm-hmm. not Republicans. Mm-hmm. I mean, he went through everything he said he accused Republicans of doing is what Democrats do constantly, you know, because that's what I wrote in the column. They're saying, oh, they didn't like the 2020 results. Let me tell you something, folks. Don't forget this. The Democrat Party has rejected every Republican president elected in the 21st century as illegitimate. They rejected George W. Bush for the hanging chads, right? They said the Supreme mm-hmm. Court, they said he was illegitimate even when he got reelected in 2004. And then when Trump got elected, remember, there was a bunch of them didn't go to the inauguration. They right. said, and they sicked the Russian collusion of the council on him, the special counsel, because they said, oh, he's illegitimate. Don't give me this crap. Y'all been playing this game anyway. Right. The whole thing with the Biden's thing, it has nothing to do with uniting the nation. The only thing he's trying to do was make the election. He's trying to just make you mad about Trump, MAGA, Trump. He doesn't want to talk about any issues. He doesn't want to talk about the border.
Right.
He doesn't want to talk about inflation. He just goes, Trump's mean, Trump's orange, Trump's ugly. Talk about Trump, because don't talk about what I've done.
Well, someone said, and it was last week while we were on air, basically, was when he gave his, it was the red background. All the visuals look very.
And what
was that
all about?
The memes were not.
What were the red
lights about? But really, what if someone put it right? They said if you insert every time he said MAGA, you know, the MAGA Republicans, insert Jews.
Yes.
It's the otherness that they're creating.
Right.
That creates the ability to have a what now is a cold civil war, but arm 87,000, you know, bureaucrats. I mean, this could go south. In our worst nightmare way, real quick.
I thought the red lights was, he was speaking from hell.
Well, they looked very, was more than that.
That's
because
they screwed it up. But,
yeah.
They were trying to be patriotic.
I didn't see any white or blue.
Well, they did have white or blue, but they didn't do it right.
They didn't
frame it right. For all of their big TV producers that they hire to do their crap, they didn't do it right. Because I've seen some of the pictures where when you pull way back, you see there is red, white, and blue. Right,
but in the TV frame, there's none of that.
But
yeah.
But you know why it didn't come off?
Because they were
trying to be patriotic and love the country.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Right.
They're
it's
not
fake.
Patriotic. They don't love. They might love the American Socialist Revolution, but they don't love the American Constitutional Republic. So they faked it, and they couldn't pull it off. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Don't forget, go to RenewAmerica.com. My weekly column is up there, and I kind of lay all that out and a lot more in Biden's pathetic hyper-partisan parlay. So let's go to
What is a semi-fascist?
It's a semi-fascist.
Mm-hmm.
That means I only own half of your property.
Or somebody wants to hog the road in their 18-wheeler.
Yeah, it's all stupid stuff. Just stupid stuff. Nothing Queen Elizabeth would do.
That's right.
Anyway, all right.
Too much class.
Jarhead, holding patiently. What do you got for us?
Hey, brother. First off, I would love to say you need to have Tom Claxton on your show one night. Between you and him and his tirade and your tirade, we could probably get something done.
Actually, there's a standing rule at FM
Jim
Talk 106.5.
Hey, Alabama, we're coming for you. I don't think that they really want to come down here and start messing with a bunch of redneck boys from Alabama.
Right.
And Biden, when he come on there and started talking about the people who start trouble and we're fighting back against the federal government and we're all fascists, and does he even remember how this country started? Wasn't it with a Tea Party fighting back against the federal government?
Right. Taxation without representation and all those things. Yes. Yes.
But here's where I will say, here's the thing.
Hold on, Jarhead.
Yeah, I'm just going to relate to your comment, Jarhead. The thing is, though, and I agree with you, we're not talking about the citizenry, but let me tell you about the red state Republicans like Kay Ivey and such. They don't fear us. Yeah, they know, not the citizenry, but red state Republicans, for the most part, are not doing their job. And in my opinion, they are not afraid, and they know they can do anything, and that the red state Republicans will go right along with them. That's the issue here. That's why we've had, but for Ron DeSantis, no real modicum of red state leadership. So that's my opinion.
Well, I said my piece, guys and ladies. Y'all have a great night. And like I said, you need to get Tom on your show because I would love to hear you and him go back and forth.
Yeah, but Jarhead, I agree with you, and that's a high compliment because I love Tom Claxton. He's a dear friend, but I know there's a standing order at FM Talk 106.5 that Tom and I are not allowed in the same studio at the same time.
Right. Don't want any...
You got a Marine and a sailor, so...
That's right. They said, no, they're not allowed in there together.
We only have an hour.
No fist fights in the studio.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Jarhead. Appreciate you and your service. All right. Let's see. Let's pick up a couple of these texts here.
The ones that you can read?
The ones I can read. Something is Charlie sitting on the can. I can't hear anything he says. I don't know. I can hear you. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I know what's going on. I had the mic off.
Yeah, the mic. Charlie.
All this time, I
couldn't
tell. Okay.
Grant says, speaking of horseback riding, that's what we need. Biden bridles for Democrats. Snatch those reins. Okay.
He'd fall off the horse.
What do you have? Anyone that has a question about gender needs to take a tour of men's prison and a state prison in Alabama or anywhere in that fact. Just look at the difference from a distance. Tells you all you need to know about chromosomes and why God made certain people a certain way, man or woman, period. You ain't kind of pregnant. You either are not. Okay, we got, all that. And then James from Florida. Y'all should bring Michael Reagan onto the show one night. There you go, Michael Reagan. He used to do a show. Does he still do his show?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. So, and then let's get real quick. David had said if the earlier if the raid on the president's home was about security of classified documents, then consider this: we know more about the documents now that they're in the hands of the FBI than we did when they're in the hands of Trump. I don't know if that's true, David. And here's the thing: as we learn more about this Mar-a-Lago, we said this the raid. We said this on this radio show. Mm-hmm. We hypothesized this, and it sounds like it's coming true. What we hypothesized the first week, this was a cleanup operation by the FBI to go get documents that would incriminate them mm-hmm. on the Russia hoax. Mm-hmm. It's about Crossfire Hurricane.
Yeah.
Crossfire Hurricane. Right. They're worried that he's got stuff. He's got the dirt on the FBI and the illegal things they did in 2015 and 2016.
And where are the millions of Obama documents that still has?
They're still being scanned, and nobody's looking at those. It's all political. And actually, the really crazy thing, it's all designed to keep us to talk about stupid stuff instead of the real issues. Yep. That's what it's really about. All right, we'll be back with your calls and texts, and we will read the text saying that I'm a bad person. We'll be right back, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Let me see, was there any other big things that I wanted to get before I go to this thing here? No,
there's a lot of big things. There is Memphis.
Oh, yes, yeah, so do the Memphis
things.
Real quick.
First of all, this upstanding wife, mother, kindergarten teacher, you know, and like Tucker Carlson says, I guess now, you know, it's just wrong if you want to go for a morning run.
Right.
Like the problem is we're accepting violence. I'm starting to agree with Candace Owens. She was just on a while ago. I think it's all by design that all this violence is being unleashed. And then within hours, we have the guy going on a shooting spree who had, again, been released. Not even, you know, 2 years had passed since he had attempted murder, all these things. He's only 19. It's just horrific in a city like Memphis.
Yeah.
In a red state. Everyone's like, yeah, it's a blue city. People, look, again, I go back to my point of red state legislatures and red state governors need to step it up.
Yes.
Because, I mean, my thing is like,
just because you have a blue city.
At what point are we going to do anything about it? But again, that's just kind of like a little snapshot of one little American city where violence is just running amok, and we're all supposed to just accept it.
And I think you're right. They're kind of, it seems, why is all this, they're just letting the,
well, they keep letting them out.
They're encouraging it because they let them out. They don't prosecute it. And they're like, well, we should have more violence.
But
and what happens when you have more violence? You want more protection. You become more vulnerable.
That's why at this point, so the only thing that makes sense, they're letting it happen on purpose.
Okay, government. It was kind of like the Patriot Act.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
We are afraid of 9/11. We're afraid of being attacked by terrorists. So what rights do we have to forfeit to you, the federal government, to protect us? And it's kind of the same thing with crime.
Right.
What rights do we have to give up so you will make us safe?
But really, it just goes back to the failed policies of criminal justice that doesn't exist. When you keep letting these people, these animals, you know, if there's just certain crimes you shouldn't get slaps on the wrist for.
And a pop culture and social media that glorifies it.
And no life sentence either.
Yeah.
You know, I think we ought to bring back public hanging and put it on television.
Something to thwart, you know, just randomly driving around killing people. And abducting women.
These people are subhumans.
No, they do heinous things, and they are. It's really sad, but it's true. They do heinous things, and unfortunately, they need to suffer the consequences.
Absolutely.
Or you're going to have other people. Okay, let's get a couple quick texts, and then we're going to go to the call, because I said we would do this. Okay, David's trying to be funny. When they said the queen had died today, I had to go and read the article to make sure they weren't talking about Vivian Figures because she's been in office so long. She might as well have been the queen of Mobile.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, David. Nice layup there. Nice setup there for me. I appreciate that. What's this one? You need a weapon on you at all times, something, a knife, screwdriver, something to protect yourself. Yes, Grant is correct. It's getting more and more violent. But David tried to set up with Vivian Figures. So now let's go to the guy who texted in the first part of the show. I need to express my opinion. I noticed some ream for Senate signs. This man appears to be a strong gay basher and another voice on the government dole. Another entitled American, perhaps, providing all the wrong connections to our community. Vote no for Pete Ream for Senate. Are we experiencing another careerist climbing the ladder? I believe so. If he's voice contempt for the alternative community continuing the American Christian nationalist sickness, guess who's next? All right, I don't know who this guy is, but he texted it, and I'm a big boy. I don't care. And actually, it's so stupid. That's why I read it, because it's really pretty stupid about a strong gay basher. No, what? Because I have gay friends.
Yeah,
I know gay people. My best friend in college was gay. I mean, they're out there. It's not a big deal. But you know what? When you're an adult and you want to live whatever alternative lifestyle, that's fine. You do that. Couple things. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to participate in it. And if you try to put it on my kids, stand the you-know-what by, because I'm coming for you. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's not gay bashing. That's protecting the kids. And whoever this moron is, you know what? The gay people that I know, they don't want to go after kids either. They're not perverts and pedophiles like apparently you might be, because you want to go after the children. That's what we're talking about, is stay away from the kids. And then, I'm the government dole. I like that one.
You've never held public office before.
I wish you could share some of the dole with me.
Two careers. I own a company now. I work for a living. An entitled American. I love that. How they project. I'm an entitled American. Who knows what that is? And then he's wrong connections for our community. And he says, vote no for Pete Ream. We're experienced. A careerist. Buddy, a careerist climbing the ladder. I am too old to climb ladders anymore.
That's right. It's not
safe.
I've
had two successful careers. I don't need another career. This is about doing a job. Doing a job for the people of District 33. Doing a job for the people in Pritchard, for the people in Spanish Fork, the people in Africatown, the people in Midtown, downtown Mobile, down DIP to Dog River, the campgrounds, down the bay, all over. They need somebody to do the job. And you know what? There's no contempt for the alternative community. We don't even know what that is. We don't care. You're just trying to be bigoted and attack the Christian community to get rid of that, to make that not mainstream. And we are going to stand on our principles, because you can do whatever alternative nonsense you want to do. But you know what made America great? Not perverts. It was Christians. It was Christian values. And it was Christian men and women who feared God and worked hard and made this country not a bunch of guys running around in tutus and lipstick and heels. Okay?
And dragon.
So you can do that, but you didn't make this country great. You had nothing to do with making this country great. The only thing you're doing is bringing it down. But we're not going to persecute you. We're not bashing you. Go do your thing. Stay away from the kids. Okay? I think I handled that. Did I handle that?
You did.
Don't be dragging little kids to a drag queen show.
And that drag queen stuff. Oh, my gosh.
We got about
Yeah, let's
a
try to get, who do we got on the line?
This is James the Engineer.
James, what do you got?
Real quick, James.
Man, Pete, I want to be in touch with your office, because when I heard about what you were doing there and running for, I mean, I think that's so awesome. I mean, that is truly what we as Christians know. Be doing what God's asked us to do. That's the problem with the community over there, where there's problems, is that people have not got together. I've been over and talked to a lot of the black pastors and talked with them about that, where, you know, we need to all merge together, white and black,
yes,
Hispanic, whatever, believers, and let's work this community out. It can be superseded in the way it used to be in the old days. And the other thing I want to say, is there anybody you think that will be stepping forward for Donald Trump, you know, for master, attorney that has a high security clearance. What
do you think I don't know.
Would be on that.
Yeah, James, I don't know about that one. That's above my pay grade. I don't know about that
Isn't
one.
Isn't their deadline Friday?
Yeah, their deadline is tomorrow. They got to come up with that. But you're right. The people, people have the same values, the same wants, the same needs. We have a lot of common values. We just need to work together, and that's what it's all about. James, we're out of time. We're up against the break. Honey, it's time to come home.